I'm Seth Mila, sitting in. President Obama has begun speaking to the nation about the situation in the Ukraine, and we are going to take that feed live as long as it pans out. So here is President Barack Obama.
As I said before, you have international teams already in place prepared to conduct the investigation and recover the remains of those who have been lost. But unfortunately, the Russian-backed separatists who control the area continue to block the investigation. They've repeatedly prevented international investigators from gaining full access to the wreckage. As investigators approached, they fired their weapons into the air. These separatists are removing evidence from the crash site, all of which begs the question, what exactly are they trying to hide? Moreover, these Russian-backed separatists are removing bodies from the crash site, oftentimes without the care that we would normally expect from a tragedy like this. And this is an insult to those who've lost loved ones. This is the kind of behavior that has no place in the community of nations. Now, Russia has extraordinary influence over these separatists. No one denies that. Russia has urged them on. Russia has trained them. We know that Russia has armed them with military equipment and weapons, including anti-aircraft weapons. Key separatist leaders are Russian citizens. So, given its direct influence over the separatists, Russia, and President Putin in particular, has direct responsibility to compel them to cooperate with the investigation. That is the least that they can do. President Putin says that he supports a full and fair investigation. And I appreciate those words, but they have to be supported by actions. The burden now is on Russia to insist that the separatists stop tampering with the evidence, grant investigators who are already on the ground immediate, full, and unimpeded access to the crash site. The separatists and the Russian sponsors are responsible for the safety of the investigators doing their work. And along with our allies and partners, we will be working this issue at the United Nations today. More broadly, as I've said throughout this crisis, and the crisis in Ukraine generally, and I've said this directly to President Putin as well as publicly, my preference continues to be finding a diplomatic resolution within Ukraine. I believe that can still happen. That is my preference today, and it will continue to be my preference. But if Russia continues to violate Ukraine's sovereignty and to back these separatists, and these separatists become more and more dangerous and now are risks not simply to the people inside of Ukraine, but the broader international community, then Russia will only further isolate itself from the international community, and the costs for Russia's behavior will only continue to increase. Now's the time for President Putin and Russia to pivot away from the strategy that they've been taking and get serious about trying to resolve hostilities within Ukraine in a way that respects Ukraine's sovereignty and respects the right of the Ukrainian people to make their own decisions about their own lives. And time is of the essence. Our friends and allies need to be able to recover those who were lost. That's the least we can do. That's the least that decency demands. Families deserve to be able to lay their loved ones to rest with dignity. The world deserves to know exactly what happened. And the people of Ukraine deserve to determine their own future. Thanks.
That was President Barack Obama addressing the nation on this issue of apparently Russian separatists in the Ukraine shooting down this Malaysian airliner. Great words. The president always is a very eloquent and great speaker. I think he does a great job. Here's the problem, though, that I hear with what he's saying. I just want to go, or what? Because I know that's what the Russians are thinking. I know that's what Vladimir Putin probably listened to this live, just like you and I just did. And I can't help but think, with the involvement that Vladimir Putin has had in the recent months of world politics, recent years of world politics, and him molding it the way he wants it to be done, he is carefully orchestrating this involvement. When he hears the president say that Russia has to turn away from the path that they're on and that the cost will continue to get greater. And it's the least that they can do to make sure that, you know, that Russia needs to influence the separatists to cooperate with the investigation. Or there's going to be a significant... Vladimir Putin has got to be going, or what? Or what? What are you going to do about it if we don't? And that's where our problem is. Because we have Vladimir Putin and the others looking to the United States going, yeah, or what? What are you going to do about it? Like, nobody wants to start throwing lead with the Russians. That is a bad situation. But the way you avoid having to get into a fight with the bully on the block is you stand up to him when he first comes at you. You make sure that everybody around knows that you speak softly and you carry a very big stick. And then the bully will leave you alone. Or at least when he does taunt you and you rear back with that stick going, if you don't stop, I'm going to break your nose. He knows you're serious. Is there any world power right now that when the United States tells Russia, you better stop, you need to step up and man up and do what's right? Is there any world power right now that takes Barack Obama, John Kerry in our State Department? Is there anyone that takes us seriously? Maybe the very small third world countries that, you know, seriously, one Marine Expeditionary Force could go in and take care of everything. Yeah, they still pay attention. They don't cause problems. But nations that have power, nations that have significant resources, do they take us seriously right now? I'm afraid they do not. Granted, we still have one heck of a military. We can still kill people and break things. That's one of the things we still can do. But to what extent? How much will we, the American people, put up with another battle, another conflict, another war? Do we have the stomach for it? President Obama has said we don't. He has made public statements that we just don't have the guts for it anymore. So what position are we in? I believe the only way that this is going to be resolved, the only way that this situation is going to be resolved, and I'm talking about the big picture, we need a leader in the White House that has real strength, that has character, that has moral character, that has strength of determination, and is a significant and vibrant leader, not someone that deals in platitudes and promises and rhetoric, but someone that understands global politics, global economics, is not just a community organizer, but an individual that actually knows what the hell's going on. And listen, this is my personal opinion. Take it for what you want. Take it for what you get. I believe an individual that is face down on the floor praying to God for guidance and wisdom. That's what I think we need. You have somebody come into the office that has that going for them. Now you're going to see Vladimir Putin flinch. At least think about what he's going to do. I do not see Putin being influenced, concerned about American leadership at all. Really, Joe Biden, you don't have a soul. Okay, Joe. Thanks for stopping by. Make sure you get the gift basket on your way out. There's some Matryoshka dolls and some good vodka in there. Have a great rest of your day, my friend. Anyway, that's my opinion. All right, last subject. What is the influence that you and I have on those around us? Let's talk about that briefly when we get back. I'm Seth Mula, sitting in for the Jerry Bader Program. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, 888-455-1360. I want to know what you think.
Hi, Jerry here. You know, first, I want to thank Seth Mula for filling in this week. Second, for some time now, I've been telling you about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions and the success I've had on it. I lost over 70 pounds, keeping it off. My wife continues to have success. I also told you I've heard from Jerry Bader Show listeners who've had success. Here's one of their stories. Jerry, just wanted to give you an update. I'm down 35 pounds. Now, this is a while back, by the way. I'm going a bit slower than yourself due to a thyroid problem, but Dr. Litwin has addressed that. I have a way to go to reach my goal of 60 pounds, but I'm encouraged by the results. You have done fantastic. Well, don't want to share her name, but so has she, and so can you. And yes, Dr. Litwin was there when she had a question. He'll be there for you no matter where there is. Just give a call. 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. You know how long I've tried to lose weight. This time it's worked. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.